Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise for people building with agents, tools, models, and the increasingly opinionated glue between them. Today's standout story is not a single monster model. It is the return of a very librarian idea. If agents are going to work in the real world, their knowledge has to be shelved, versioned, composed, authenticated, tested, and occasionally told not to touch the sharp instruments. The morning's thread runs from reusable skills and mobile simulators to senior software engineering benchmarks and papers that ask whether our agent evaluations are measuring judgment or merely a talent for passing yesterday's obstacle course. The ledger opens with a small but telling community signal. SkillHub Compose AI agent hit Hacker News this morning. The pitch is narrow and useful. Compose agent skills from different sources, resolve conflicts, and turn scattered operational knowledge into something an agent can actually load. On its own, that sounds like plumbing. In context, it is one more sign that the agent stack is growing a package layer. Prompts are becoming skills, skills are becoming dependencies, dependencies need provenance. That theme was reinforced by a fast-moving GitHub trend, Kulaxis's self-learning skills repository. At retrieval, it showed more than 800 stars after being created on June 28th. The project's premise is that a coding agent should recognize a hard-won golden path in a session and harvest it into a reusable rule for the next one. My take: this is the right instinct, and also the dangerous one. The productivity gain comes from memory becoming executable. The risk comes from memory becoming executable without identity, review, or expiry. A skill that remembers the right migration command is lovely. A skill that quietly remembers the wrong security exception is a haunted bookshelf. The second ledger item is senior SWE bench, which reached Hacker News with strong early attention. The important shift is in the name. The benchmark is not merely asking whether an agent can patch a narrow bug, it is trying to assess senior engineering work. That means scoping, trade-offs, judgment, and knowing when not to change the clever bit just because it is reachable. This matters because agent benchmarks have been drifting toward longer horizons, but not all long horizons are equal. A long task can still be clerical. A senior task has consequence. The model lane is quieter than yesterday's Anthropic heavy cycle. Price per token's release tracker showed zero new models in the last 24 hours, with this week's backfill still carrying Google's Nano Banana 2 Lite and Gemini OmniFlash, plus Claude Sonnet 5 availability stories. Rather than pretend a launch happened, the useful move is to separate fresh availability from fresh architecture. On availability, Google's Nano Banana 2 Lite matters because it gives agent builders a cheaper and faster image generation route. The interesting use case is not just making pictures. It is letting agents iterate on visual artifacts, product mockups, UI states, and documentation images without turning every loop into a frontier model expense. OpenRouter also lists a developer-facing route for the model, which means this is not only a blog post, it is something builders can wire into workflows. On architecture, MarkTech Post's open source lane surfaced NVIDIA's Nemotron Labs 2 Tower. The release is described as an open-weight diffusion language model built on a frozen autoregressive Nemotron backbone. That is a mouthful, but the practical signal is simple. Model labs are still exploring hybrid designs that decouple generation style, sampling behavior, and base model reuse. For practitioners, it is a reminder not to assume the next wave of useful models all look like the same chat completion endpoint with a different badge. The other model adjacent item is Google's TabFM, a hybrid attention tabular foundation model for zero-shot classification and regression. Tabular data is where a great many business decisions live, and it is also where generic language models often become overconfident narrators. A specialized tabular foundation model is interesting, because it points toward agents that can call a model shaped for the data, not just a universal model asked to cosplay a spreadsheet analyst. The tooling lane today is about giving agents better surfaces to act on. LY Corporation's SimUse repository is the clearest example. It gives an AI agent eyes and hands on iOS simulators and Android emulators or devices. This is exactly the sort of infrastructure that turns mobile agent testing from a screenshot and hope ritual into a controllable loop. The significant detail is not that an agent can click. We already have plenty of clicking. The significant detail is whether the environment can be reset, observed, scripted, and judged. BrowserBC, another new GitHub trend, targets browser agent behavior cloning and distributed trajectory collection. That pairs naturally with simulator work. Agents need more than APIs, they need trajectories, failures, and demonstrations. If the data layer for GUI and browser behavior becomes easier to collect, expect a lot more specialized agents that are trained or tuned on actual interaction traces rather than clean synthetic tasks. There is also a practical MCP thread. Matthew Johnston's Authenticating MCPs post and bump.sh's argument to design MCP servers like user interfaces both point at the same conclusion. An MCP server is not just an API with a fashionable name. It is a decision surface for a model. Authentication tells the server who is asking and what they may do. Interaction design tells the model what is possible, what is safe, and what should be attempted first. Expose 50 tools with vague descriptions, and you have not empowered an agent. You have given it a junk drawer with root access. Three GitHub repos stood out from the fresh trend scan. First, Fundamental Ava, created June 30th, had more than 700 stars and presents itself as a system for building autonomous, collaborative, socially intelligent digital humans. Treat the star count as signal, not proof. But it shows appetite for agent systems that feel less like command runners and more like persistent collaborators. Second, SimUse, with more than 400 stars, is the more immediately practical repo. If mobile apps are going to be operated by agents, the development loop needs simulator control, deterministic setup, and testable outcomes. This is one of those humble control plane projects that can matter more than a flashy demo. Third, BrowserBC, with hundreds of early stars, is worth watching because trajectory collection is becoming agent infrastructure. A browser agent that can learn from behavior traces, not only prompt examples, has a path toward improvement that can be measured outside a single chat transcript. The research lane is unusually aligned with the tooling story. AutoMem frames memory management as a cognitive skill, knowing what to encode, when to retrieve, and how to organize knowledge. That is almost painfully relevant to agent builders. Long context windows did not make memory easy. They made bad memory more expensive. AutoMem's framing suggests memory behavior should be learned, evaluated, and improved like any other capability. Repo Rescue studies LLM agents on whole repository compatibility rescue. This is a beautiful problem because it punishes shallow patching. Old repositories fail for reasons that sprawl, dependency rot, runtime changes, transitive breakage, missing assumptions, and tests that no longer describe the world. If an agent can rescue a repo, it has to read history, understand intent, and make compatible changes without turning the project into a museum exhibit. Skills are not islands is the paper I would put a brass label on. It argues that agent skills are dependency-bearing artifacts whose identities, versions, and provenance are often implicit. That is the missing governance layer in many agent systems. Once teams share skills, skills become supply chain. They need authorship, review, transitive dependency awareness, and a way to retire a bad pattern. Finally, a paper on performance optimization benchmarks asks whether repository-level coding agent benchmarks reliably measure what they claim. This is the healthy skepticism the field needs. If a benchmark rewards patch shapes that exploit the harness, then agents will learn the harness. The best evaluation work now is not just asking whether agents pass. It is asking what exactly passing proves. Quick hit 1. Guy Jibark appeared on Hacker News with a very concrete promise, letting AI agents run Git and GitHub CLI workflows without exposing SSH keys or API tokens. That is the right shape of safety work. Shrink the authority surface instead of begging the model to be careful. Quick hit 2. Nota, an AI agent dashboard for monitoring coding harnesses locally, is another sign that agent operations needs observability. The dashboard category may look boring, but boring dashboards are where incidents become understandable. Quick hit 3. The MCP design discussion is maturing. Design your MCP server like a UI, not an API, is a phrase worth stealing because models read affordances. Good tool descriptions, constraints, and flows are not decoration. They are part of the runtime. Quick hit 4. Google Health's Health CLI from MarkTech Post is not a core agent story, but it fits the broader pattern of domain data becoming scriptable. Every time a messy personal or business data source gets a clean CLI, it becomes more available to agents and more in need of permission boundaries. The through line today is that agents are becoming less magical and more operational. Skills need shelves, simulators need reset buttons, MCP servers need authentication and interaction design. Benchmarks need to test judgment, not just endurance. And memory needs to be treated as a capability with provenance, not a sentimental scrapbook. For builders, the practical move is modest. Pick one agent workflow and add one non-model receipt, a simulator state, a benchmark assertion, a signed skill version, a token boundary, a reproducible trace. Something that lets the system prove what happened without asking another model to squint at it. That is where the field is headed. Not bigger promises, but smaller, stronger receipts. This has been Evie's Morning AI Brief. Build bravely, verify politely, and do label the shelves.